and that you and Nick Foles can establish the rapport. I know that's the big question everyone's probably wondering this week, though, coming off the game on Monday night.
I mean, I think it's just one of those games they did a great job with their coverages. I mean, with a little bit of safety help, mixing up a little bit. So, I mean, it is what it is. But at the same time, like, if you go back and look at the Giants game, I think we did a great job of connecting and stuff. It's not that worry or stress over.
Seemed like they put you on a lot more isolation routes on Monday night than opposed to the Giants game. Do you think that was something that was just to see what you guys can do, something more game plan specific because of Oakland? Or what do you think the reason was behind that?
Say that again.
That they put you in more isolation routes instead of two- and three-man route concepts than they did against the Giants.
I just think this, like I said, we was taking advantage of whatever the defense is giving us. If they was going to try to cover with two, we're going to work everyone else. So that's fine with me.
What does it say that you guys have an off night in offense, but yet you still find a way on the most important drive of the game to get enough yards to get the game-winning field goal?
Just keep playing the game. Just keep playing, I mean, play after play, just one play at a time. Just keep playing. I mean, everything wasn't going as well as we planned to go, but at the same time, it's part of football. Like, we was in a little funk, but we got out of it when we needed to. I mean, win is win. We'll take it. It wasn't pretty, but we'll take it.
Frank Reich was saying in his press conference earlier that it just seems like you guys will always find a way to win. No matter what the situation is, you always know that in the end he feels like you guys are going to pull it out. Where does that come from?
I mean, just believing in one another, just knowing that no matter what we do out there, whatever happens, we're going to win this game. We're going to find a way. That's what we believe in this locker room. That's what we tell each other as players on the side. I mean, we're still going to win the game no matter what. The score may begin at the end. I mean, at the beginning, but at the end, we're going to find a way.
What's your mindset going into Sunday's game where – playoff seeding, all that stuff's already been taken care of. It's a rivalry game, not a whole lot to play for standings-wise. So how do you guys mentally approach getting ready for it?
I just continue to work and just continue to grind. Just continue to do the little things that got us here to this point. We're 13-2, we're trying to continue in this season off 14-2.
What would it mean to you to get to 14? No Eagles team has ever won 14 in a regular season.
Records are meant to be broke. So, I mean, that's what we're reaching for. That's one of our goals. We're trying to break records.
Knowing that it'll be a few weeks before you have your playoff game, do you feel like you need some reps on Sunday to make sure that there's no rust going into the playoffs?
I think by this time, if you ain't got it by now, you won't get it. And no matter if you rest or play, it don't matter if rust or it'll show up in the game. I don't think no rust, but you got to play football. At this point, it's kind of late in the season. Mm-hmm. If you ain't, like I said, if you don't got it by now, you won't get it.
You don't have to worry about game shape, football shape, anything along those lines.
I do a great job of just. I think we as a group in the union will do a great job of just staying in shape and just running and stuff like that. Just continue to practice and do whatever it takes because we're trying to make this push.